Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. Appreciate Blake Carpenter being in the studio with us tonight. Thank you, Blake. It's been nice having you here.
Thanks for having me, John.
It's sort of like old times. You and I hanging out in the beer wholesalers cave, socializing. So this has been kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you taking the time. You gave us all basically 2 hours tonight. So I appreciate the feedback and the insight. And you know, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, but the biggest thing that folks can do is reach out to their elected representatives. That's, I try and emphasize that so often, but they really do have to do that. If they're concerned about something, call your rep, call your senator, and let them know.
Oh, for sure. Just, you know, Facebook them. There's some reps and senators who have their cell phone numbers out there. Just reach out and grab them with their cell phone numbers. And, I mean, obviously, if you're going to use their cell phone, don't abuse it, you know, and call them at 11 o'clock at night or anything. But, you know, shoot them a text every now and then when you hear about something, or, you know, give them a call and just see if they're willing to chat with you about what's going on.
Yeah, you know, he's right. I had a very dear friend, Carl Koster. For our listeners out in Cheney, you probably remember Carl. And Carl was a dear friend of mine. And, you know, Carl used to text me. He would call me. He called me on my house floor phone a couple of times during some key votes. And, you know, that always helped to hear from constituents. And I think that representatives need to have that feedback one way or the other, positively or negatively, but especially positively. If they're doing the right thing, let them know, give them that feedback. But if you also don't approve of something they're doing, you need to give them that feedback as well, because that's important for them.
You're absolutely right. It's one of those positive reinforcement type things. Typically, we only hear from the loud liberal left minority who's banging the, you know, drums as loud as they can. So it's good to hear from our side on hey, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, especially when, you know, keep in mind, folks, the folks like that, the kids that just unfurled those 30-foot banners in the Capitol Rotunda this week. Right now, that's what our representatives are faced with, and we, the Republicans, the conservatives, we don't do that. You know, we're the silent majority. We're generally content. The problem is content isn't loud. And so if you're happy, you need to let them know that you're happy. You need to reach out to them and give them that positive feedback to reinforce them, to bolster them, to let them know you're behind them, stand strong. Because if you don't, they're going to see the 30-foot banner, or they're going to hear the emails. I remember on one piece of legislation, Blake probably attests to this, on one piece, I think I got 3,000 emails over a 24-hour period on that one bill.
It was the Uber bill.
The Uber bill, yeah. It's trust me, legislators can get inundated with email correspondence. If you know have a personal relationship with your rep or your senator, reach out to them and communicate to them and let them know.
Yeah, it broke the email server that night.
Yeah, it did. That's right. I forgot. It did do that. Yeah, it did. It shut down the Capitol's email server. So again, Blake, I appreciate you coming in. It's been great having you here. And We'll make sure to have you back at the end of session after Sine Die, and maybe you can help us award the White Rhino Award.
I will leave that one up to you, sir.
I knew you were going to pass on that. One thing I do want to share with you, sort of my final thought this evening: the Kansas Republican Party has what they call the Men's Leadership Series, and the Men's Leadership Class of 2019 is forming now. The Men's Leadership Classes take place one Saturday each month, beginning in June and ending in October. They normally have about 20 to 30 men participating. Some of these class members will be 2020 candidates for state and local offices. Others may be looking for information that will help them working on campaigns, or others just like to get involved and be more involved in the party or in the political process. Many of the MLS graduates are currently serving in the legislature. Many others are holding other public office or working within the administrations on different federal or state levels. The Leadership Series has graduated over 200 Kansas men since its inception. The series is intended to provide Kansas with men who are willing and able to serve in political office, participate in electoral campaigns, or hold appointed office. And I was part of the inaugural series. The Men's Leadership Series is not a one-size-fits-all indoctrination course into the Republican Party. It's really an informational process, and you learn different aspects. You learn about campaigning. You learn about the party. You learn about ideology. It's very instructive. And rather, it seeks to establish a common body of knowledge and expectations, as well as a fraternal connection among its members. So the 2019 class is forming now. If you'd like information on the Men's Leadership Series, visit mlsks.gop. I highly recommend the Men's Leadership Series. It's a fantastic organization, great information, great group of guys, and I cannot recommend it more strongly. Next week, we will have a great group of guests. We've got Representatives Renee Erickson, Stephen Owens, and Nick Hoheisel are going to be in studio with us. We're going to have a panel. We're going to take your questions and discuss their first year in the legislature. You've been listening to the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next Sunday, as always. And we've got that great panel discussion. It's going to be a blast. In the meantime, have a great week. And as always, make sure you carry on the fight for our core principles. You've been listening to the John Whitmer Show. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.